Blog Talk Radio.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is still in charge, and God is on the throne. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the victory in Jesus Christ. You got the victory in that situation. I want you to know it this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And don't forget your prescription for protection, Psalm 91. At night, when you're not able to sleep, go to Psalm 4. When you rise up in the morning, Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Unto thee will I pray. My voice shall hear thee in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall any evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will adore the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in that fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in the righteousness of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in thy mouth. Thy inward part is very wickedness. Thy throat is an open sepulchre. Thou flutter with thy tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. Thank you, God. They're not rebelling against you, men and women of God. They're rebelling against God. So don't take it personal. They're rebelling against the Almighty Living God. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest him. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? Psalm 91 in its entirety. God's word is already blessed. Thank you, Lord. May it bless the hearers, the listeners, and the doers of his word. We hear with our ears and listen with our heart. This is the word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. We thank God for our angels of protection. We thank God for our angels of prosperity and healing. The Hebrew of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you may wish to decree, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity or the angel of love, harmony, and marriage in the same way. Angel of love, come forth now. angel of marriage come forth here and now. Angel of harmony come forth here and now. Hallelujah. In Psalm 91, he says he's going to send his angels to watch over you. Before traveling or going forth into any challenging situation, it's well to affirm the angel of calm comes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences. Or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. Thank you, God. Call on your angels. Call on your ministering angels. We thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for his son. But he's blessed us with some angels. You're never alone. Thank you, God. The angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." Malachi 3:1. Once when an individual was going on a six-week trip, she decided to ask the angel idea. She decided to test. You know how we want to test things. We want to test things. We don't believe it. Okay, so she decided to test the angel idea by affirming that the angel of prosperity went before her, making prosperous and successful her way. When lecturing for business professionals or convention groups, a professional lecturer fee is in order. Whereas the offerings received lecturing in churches or speaking or preaching or singing in churches often so small, they do not pay one's expenses. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches. Y'all know how y'all. However, on this trip, after sending the angel of prosperity before her, something happened that had never happened before. Along the way, people kept privately saying, "I have read your books, and I have helped, and I was helped by them. I want to show you my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with you." Look at God. Look at God. The result was that she came home carrying a number of tithe checks as special gifts individually, which helped defray the cost that she had so often had to meet personally. That experience convinced her that there is an angel of prosperity. Thank you, God. God will make a way out of no way for you. Call on Jesus Christ. Call on your angel of prosperity. Call on your angel of healing. Call on your angel of protection. Call on your angels of grace and mercy. As for the healing of angels, a story came of England many years ago, appearing in the London Daily Mirror and a central news agency, about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. I told you all this story before. Doctors had long despaired of saving her, and relatives had gathered around as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. Appeared to be gone. You know, we have had loved ones that doctor said, "We can't do anything else for you," in which they can. They're telling you the truth. But God can. Thank you, Jesus Christ. 8 minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and roused, as she was said conventionally, "Yes, I am listening. Who is it?" At that moment, she saw an angel bending over her who said, "Your suffering are over. Get up and walk." Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank God for your angel of healing this morning. Thank God for your angel of prosperity this morning. Thank God for your angel of protection this morning. When she asked for her robe so that she could walk, it caused a great commotion among her relatives because she had not walked for months. She then walked into another room and asked for food, though she had not had a solid meal for 6 months. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. Glory be to God. There's not going to be a trace of mental illness in your body. There's not going to be a trace of tuberculosis in your body. Not going to be a trace of COVID-19 in your body. Not be a trace of arthritis in your body. Not be a trace of diabetes in your body. Not be a trace of cancer in your liver. Not be a trace of cancer in your kidneys. Not be a trace of cancer in your prostate. Not a trace of cancer in your breast. Not a trace of any sickness or disease in your body, my dear ones. I want you to rise about your bed and walk this morning. I want you to rise about your bed and praise God and thank God for your angels of healing. Glory, hallelujah. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed there was not a trace of disease left in her body after 5 years of intense suffering. Yes, some of you have been suffering for a long time. But God say, today is your day. Your suffering is over, my dear ones. Trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. Yes, pray over your medication. Take your medication as prescribed by the doctor. Pray that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. This is your day. This is your day of healing and deliverance. Deliverance from crack cocaine, deliverance from heroin, deliverance from marijuana, deliverance from those gummies. Your day of deliverance, your day of deliverance from obesity, your day of deliverance, hallelujah, glory be to God. They're now saying obesity is a chronic disease, but God can take care of any chronic disease that you might have. Chronic pain, chronic back pain, chronic knee pain, leg cramps, chronic migraine headaches. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him. Therefore, she ate well, slept well. Some of you have not had an appetite. God's going to restore that appetite. Some of you have not been able to sleep at night. At night. I believe it's now getting dark at around 7 in the evening, maybe 6. Go to sleep at night, hallelujah, and God will allow you to sleep at night. We know after 12, midnight is now morning. So go to bed at night, my dear ones. And you will be able to sleep well. She was quite calm and peaceful. Nothing seemed to tire her or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. Won't God do it? Won't God do it? God is healing you and restoring you that you may be able to help other individuals. And share the word of God. Let someone know how good God is. Let someone know how God has healed you. Nobody but God. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on this morning. God is healing someone right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So she spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer. Interceding for others. interceding for others. And that's what we need to do, men and women of God. Intercede for others. Those individuals that don't know about the great God that we serve. Intercede for them. Pray for them. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their salvation. Our children, husbands, wives, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, church members. Remember what I said, everybody that go to church is not saved. We've got some pastors that's not saved. Intercede and pray for their salvation. Nurses, doctors, President of the United States of America, members of Congress, governors and mayors, priests and popes, apostles, archbishops, bishops. Pray. Intercessory prayer is very important. Don't take it lightly. Intercessory prayer. Pray for those that are sick in your home, in your city, in your state, in the nation. Asking the angel of healing to make them whole again. I want you to know that many healings are taking place and have occurred because of your prayers. God is healing you. God is delivering you. God is setting you free so that you can be a witness to others. Thank you, Jesus. Allow God to take over your life. And then your life will have new meaning and new satisfaction. New meaning and new satisfaction. Begin to pray. Begin to intercede for others. Thank you, God. You do what God is telling you to do. And God will take care of you. Yes, He will. And He knows exactly what you need and when you need it and how much you need. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Our God is a God that will not lie, cannot lie. He's a deliberate liar from lying. Yes, He is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We intercede, Father God, this morning to pray for those that have not called upon the name of the Lord to say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we're calling upon you, Father, to come into our households, that our houses would be a place of worship, worshiping you. We're praying for restoration, Father God. Restore all that the enemy has taken away from us, spiritually, physically, financially. We're praying, Father God, that you will come into our houses in every room, those that may still be asleep. Let the Spirit of God fall upon them right now. Father God, let them see and hear from you. Let them feel the presence of the Almighty Living God. Touch our children, Father. Go into our homes. Go into our schools. Go with us as we go, Father God, to our daycare centers, our preschools. Father God, go into our elementary schools, our daycare centers, colleges and universities. We are praying for the safety of our loved ones. We are praying because you told us to pray. You said pray without ceasing. And we be praying, Father God. We expect the hand of God in our lives and in our situations. I decree and declare a spirit of protection, the angels of mercy, the angels of grace, to be with your people, Father God. I decree and declare miracles, signs, and wonders will take place in their lives like never before. You know who they are. You know the number of hairs on their heads. I decree and declare miracles, signs, and wonders will take place in their lives. We pray, Father God, because we believe and we trust in you. Touch every person under the sound of my voice.
Let them experience the newness of Jesus Christ in their life, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we want to rejoice and be glad in it. We pray for those, Father God, that in the midst of the wars, Father God, not only the physical wars, but the spiritual wars. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. Protect your people. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Make a way out of no way. And we're calling upon you. We're interceding this morning for others. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you, God, for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins, who knew no sin. Bless your people in a very special way. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. May God continue to bless you, watch over you, and keep you in every area of your life. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer request and your praise report. We're going to place them on our altar. Yes, we place them on the altar of our hearts. But we're going to place those prayer requests and praise reports on an altar. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells me so. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer, with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God bless you real good.